Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Welcome back to episode 3
yes.
of the Hard to Hope podcast.
Your favorite girls are here.
We're excited and a little bit scared about today's episode. We're kind of just sending it. So
I'm going to interview Megan on this one, I think, more so, although she's requiring certain answers with me.
I feel like you're going to have more more input than you think.
Yeah. So, as you can tell from the title, which I don't know what we're actually going to title it, but we're talking about alone versus loneliness and the difference between those two things.
Wah, wah. I think we should also say, though, like, what you said before we started recording was just that it's not just for single.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about singleness or anything like that. Even though that is a very big part of both where you and I are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think even throughout the first... I've noticed this even just throughout the first, has it been 2 weeks now since we started?
Yeah.
Just the amount of people who have been like, oh, I've been listening, who are like not single. And I'm like, okay, that's just a good reminder.
Yes.
Because it never was for single people.
Yes.
But that's where me and you tend to come from, like our stories a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just that. And I'm sure we'll talk about this again because it just seems to keep coming up for me that my heart's not your heart, it's not your heart, it's not your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But that we all go through hard and mm-hmm. that they all do link in some way.
Yeah, they intersect.
Especially that like common ground being, it leads to discouragement, leads to hopelessness, whatever. But like coming out of that is what we're talking about. And that's what people relate to.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Yes.
This is not just for... Because this is a topic that can apply to literally anyone in any season
mm-hmm.
of life,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Anyways.
Yes. Okay. So first I was going to ask Megan, can you define that for us and what that maybe looks like? And like you were just saying, like for maybe anyone, obviously for us, we have a specific story.
Sure.
Or a specific life that we're living. But for listeners too.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, I feel like I need to start... I feel like the easiest way for me to explain it is from... To start from the point of view of being single. Because that's just natural for me. But I can also explain it from the other half, too.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for saying that. That's a good way of putting it. Okay. So I think for me, when I think of the phrase alone... alone versus loneliness, right? Is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
One of the first thoughts that comes to my mind is when I'm coming home at the end of the day and I walk in my house, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I like want that or not, that's the reality of the situation. But, and I've heard this spoken, and that's why it's something that I've, a phrase that I've chose to cling to is because it's meant so much to me. So the reality of the situation might be that you are physically alone, but you don't have to be lonely,
mm-hmm.
the loneliness aspect. I think even in broader terms, like literally just like literally biblical terms, I guess if I'm going to put it wider, like I'll just put it there. I was thinking
mm-hmm.
about earlier before you even got here was Jesus was called into the wilderness
mm-hmm.
to be alone. So, are we always going to be called, like, to not be alone? No, that might not be the reality of the situation sometimes. The part that we're... So, I think, like, for me, I have to think, like, okay, what is scripture actually... Like, what is truth? Does it say that I'm never going to be alone? It says that God... Like, God's never going to leave me alone. But, like, you know, without other people, things like that. Is that something that's spoken over me? Is it promised to me? Is
mm-hmm.
it say in the Bible, Megan will not be alone? Like... Megan will not live alone. Megan will not have her own apartment. You know what I mean? Megan will not move to a new city by herself. Megan will not start a business. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it means to somebody. Does
mm-hmm.
it say that? No, it doesn't. But the side of it that we don't like, that doesn't sit well with us, that doesn't sit well with me, that I believe there is promise behind, is what comes out of the loneliness. Discouragement comes out of the loneliness. Despair comes out of the loneliness. Hopelessness comes out of the loneliness. Those things are not our inheritance. So it's defining, like, separating the two, mm-hmm. I think, for me, mm-hmm. and not allowing. And I think I said this either in the pilot or in my testimony. I don't remember. And I really don't want to repeat a bunch of stuff that I already said. But, like, the truth versus lies mixed in with the truth.
Yep.
Of the reality of a situation versus, you know, the continuing emotions or effects that come out of it after. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. Does that make sense? That would be what defines it for me. Is that kind of what you were thinking, or
yeah?
What would you say for what that define, the how that's defined for you?
I think that, like, what you just said would be to me, like, the most concise description that I've felt. Like, am I going to choose to be, to believe some lies in this aloneness and turn it to that loneliness? Or am I going to choose to be like, yeah, the truth is I am alone. Sure, I can agree with that part of it.
Right.
What am I going to do with that? Am I going to spiral downward or am I going to spiral upward?
Right.
And that's where, yeah, that's where, like, I think each day I'm choosing how I'm going to define that. Because some days I do give into that lie that has that little bit of truth mixed in. And other days I'm like, no, it's not worth my time right now. That is not worth investing in, you know, the kingdom of darkness, basically, for this moment. But, like, investing in the kingdom of light. But that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what we are trying to talk about specifically in this episode is about, like, physically being alone and physically feeling loneliness. But I think where it does apply to other people is feeling alone in a situation. Mm-hmm. So, like, it might not be singleness. It might be having a hard time with something specific. Mm-hmm. But people feel alone in that. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, what we'll get into is all the topic of, like, isolation and all that feels like, that you feel like you're the only one dealing, not necessarily loneliness, aloneness, but you're the only one dealing with one specific thing and feeling isolated in that versus, you know, I think we'll talk about eventually the truth of, that's not real.
I think along with that, like, so you're saying physically alone right now. Like, aloneness.
Right.
But I think that there's, like, right now for us, maybe it's like, oh, well, you know, it feels like this aloneness and loneliness is very, like, easy to see that, like, obviously I might feel this a lot because I'm, like, literally, like, I don't live with a family, this, that. But also I think even within that, there's often that loneliness that I think a lot of people are going to relate to of, like, no, but no one knows because no one is me. No one is living in my body and living my life. And that's something that I've thought about. Like, I'll probably have, if I don't learn to deal with this, I would have this in season after season because it's something that I think the enemy is going to use in anyone's life. I could see that with a mom, her husband's at work and she's with her kids all day.
Right.
To us, that might sound like heaven, but to them, that might be like, oh my gosh, my kids can't relate to me. We're talking 5-year-old language all day, and I can't seem to get a break of someone who gets me. Mm-hmm. And then when my husband gets home, there's all these expectations, and I have to, you know, I need to do this and that, and that can be hard. And even then, I think that some wives feel, or husbands probably too, feel that the partner doesn't understand, or roommates don't understand me because they don't understand this thing and that thing. And, like, when I try to relate it to them, they don't have the capacity to understand it. They can have empathy, but they don't have the, like, I'm right there with you in it. Yeah. No matter who you're living with, because you're your own person and you're living your own life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that was something that I've been thinking about, like, while I'm driving randomly, like, oh, I think a lot of people just feel this.
Yeah.
Because we're really quick to sort of isolate our lives.
Right. And I think there's, like, two key parts that could go into it. One is, like, the isolation. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is learning, like, that we shouldn't care as much if we're misunderstood. As long as we're, like, we have a God who understands us.
Yeah. That's true.
You know.
So we'll just end it there. Thank you so much for your time, Megan. Okay, so then can you go into the isolation side of that?
Like, what specifically?
Like,
to not feel isolated, or
I would love, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but, like, some ways that, like, it can be easy when, so, like, when the start of that thing comes in where it's like, oh, yeah. I'm alone. Am I going to go into loneliness? And what that, like, could actually look like to, like, walk out, like, oh, now this, see the difference in these two equations. This person's alone. This person's, not, or this person's, both these people are alone.
Yeah.
This one's isolating and, like, self-medicating. And this person is, like, taking it in stride and just being alone well. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I forgot to say at the beginning, I wanted to say, like, this is just something I'm also actively working on.
Oh,
like, 100% do not.
Can we just, could that be, like, the, like, overarching, like every podcast?
Yeah, we should have a disclaimer at the beginning.
At the beginning of every episode we're going to try.
This episode is sponsored by Megan and Sally.
Yeah.
Images are not as close as they appear. Yeah. We do not have everything worked out yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally true.
Like, literally, though.
Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. Okay, so I think with feeling isolated, specifically for me, usually there's also insecurity rooted in that too. So, like, I can literally think of a specific example, like, from, like, literally my birthday, like, which was a month ago, where I felt throughout the day, I was with friends, but I felt super insecure the whole day. I felt like I was making them, like, these are just the lies that was going on in my head, to be honest. I was feeling like they don't really want to be here. I'm making them hang out with me. They feel like they have to be here. Blah, 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 blah. And I came home, and we were going to get together again at night. I came home alone, and I, at that point, was isolating myself because I didn't tell anybody how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I felt really prompted to go right to the Word, or to spend time with the Lord. Like, you know those moments where it's, like, literally nothing, like, there's nothing else for me to do, but, like, I have to, I need something from the Lord right now.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I read anything specific. I think I was doing, like, something I've been trying to do more is, like, the truth affirmations. Like, sometimes they really annoy me, but sometimes they're really good of, you know, where you actually make the list of this is how I feel or this is what I'm thinking, and then the scripture truth to combat it, like, next to it as you're journaling, like, in two different columns. And so I think I was just doing that, like, with topics of loneliness and feeling, feeling insecure. I was feeling like nobody really loved me. I was feeling like, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. So writing the scripture and truth to combat that right next to it. And so did that, felt a whole lot better after I did that. My mom called me in the middle of that. I opened up to her and told her, you know, like, this is a little embarrassing, but this is how I'm feeling. I'm really struggling right now. I'm sitting here crying because I'm feeling insecure and just having to work through all this stuff right now. And then the other thing, too, was on the way home from that, I ended up, there was one friend who I did end up telling her, like, because she could just tell something was off. And I was just, like, opening up to her about how I was feeling insecure and whatever. Anyways, we all got together later that night, and I think they could just tell something was up, and so they asked me and, like, literally made me say it, like, that I was, that I had a really hard day, that I felt really insecure, that I went home and had to work through a lot of that stuff, and that that's where I was at now.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, not only did those girls tell me, like, you know, also speak truth and combat the lies that I was believing, but every single girl, it was, like, probably four or five of us, we went around the circle, and everybody said that day how they felt insecure.
Hmm.
Like, literally that specific day, like, it was Monday. Every single woman said, oh, I felt insecure today, too, and this is why, this is why. And as they spoke it into the light, you know, we were able to combat it with the truth. Like, it literally just went around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was just such a good picture of, and those are women from all walk, like, literally every walk of life. Like, some are feeling insecure about friendships, about motherhood, about, you know what I mean, marriages, whatever. Such a good example to me of when we allow things like that to be brought into the light. just how much freedom there is there. Mm-hmm. That it was so obvious that the enemy would love to isolate us into making us all feel like we're the only ones feeling insecure, we're the only ones feeling this way, we're the only ones feeling that way. And when it was all brought into the light, there was so much freedom in that. And we were able to speak into each other's lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Okay. There's so many things. So, okay, for the listeners, I think it's a really important, and for me, because I was a listener in that moment, the affirmations thing, I feel like that's really important, and I felt it come up a few times recently. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt like, oh, maybe I should, like, make a list of things that are truths that are my identity in Christ mm-hmm. so that I have that to go back on. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I've been, like, not doing it. I've been like, I don't know. So just for all of us that are listening to what Megan was saying, to, like, apply that, if that resonates with you, for myself, I see that I need to do that because I think that's really important, and that's awesome that you did that. And then relating with people, like, I think that's such an important thing to, like, relate with people and be real in the moment and be like, hey, so I'm wanting to isolate, or I've already isolated myself today, and here's why, and, like, these are the things that are going on. Having trusted people to go to, because some people won't carry that well, so
100%.
To know who to go to,
yes,
which is cool that you had your mom and then also that friend in the moment to, like, initially and then in the group. And then this is another thing, not, like, you know, take away, but something personally that I think that it's really important to have community, but recently in those moments of feeling lonely or isolated, I've, like, thought that I just need community. Like, oh, well, this means that I don't have enough friends, or this means that I don't have people on my side and in my corner with me. And that's not true. Like, I do have people. So I think that's something that, like, for me, I've been trying to sort of decipher of, like, oh, now is a wisdom thing to go and be with the Lord. Like, this is wise to go and be with the Lord versus, like, the Lord's all I have, or, like, this is, I have no one. Like, no, if you have community, that's important, but I've been trying to, I think, fill that void in my heart a little bit with being like, oh, I just need strong and deep community. Mm-hmm. And as good as strong and deep community is, they can't always, like, lift you out of that place. Like, people can speak truth, and sometimes it just, you need that little switch where it's like, okay, you short-circuited here. I'm just gonna, like, reset the little electric situation, and then here you go. And that's so helpful. But I think what's cool in, you know, what you just said is that you, like, you went to the Lord, but then after that, it was, like, you needed to talk to trusted people and be in a place of, like, safety to talk about it, in a place of just acknowledging, confessing it.
Right. Like, I think it definitely needs to, like you said, start with the Lord, and then, right, that has to be the first, the first step, but then, to have that too. Yeah, I think vulnerability, I think that's probably a big part of all this too.
Right.
Is important first and foremost with the Lord, and then it is important to have with other people. I think that's a big topic right now too, that I've been coming back to over and over again over the past, honestly, like, year and a half, is the, I've started to try to call it, like, the gift of vulnerability, because it is, even though it's really hard, but that's, like, that's why it is a gift, is because when it's used with the Lord, it allows him access to put his finger on things in your life. When it's used with other people, it allows other people, the right people, like what you said, to be able to speak truth in your life. And 100%, like, it does need to be, you don't have to just, I'm not just saying, like, blindly, like, spill your guts to whoever. Right. Like, you do have to have those trusted relationships, but there are people who you can build, and that takes effort, like, on your half to build. Like, vulnerability is going to produce more vulnerability. So if you're vulnerable with somebody, if you're, you know, open and honest with somebody, that's going to cause a friend to be like, oh, I can be open and honest with her too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it does have to be that safe, by all means, like, find safe people who you can do that with for sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, for some, yes, I think it's great when it's the Lord first, but for some people, if that's a block, like, if it's a struggle, I think it's always nice to confess it to someone, but to realize that, like, they're not going to fix it. Like, that's why you need the Lord so badly. Because for me, like, in some struggles where it's been like, I don't want to go to the Lord right now. I don't want to go sit in my room and be alone. Like, often that's just like, oh, okay, well, get over yourself. Like, get over the block. Mm-hmm. But then other times, it's like, actually, I'm going to call someone. I'm going to talk about it. And then afterward, I realize all the more. Sure. Like, yeah, I need the Lord.
So maybe it doesn't have to be first, but it has to be.
Right.
The need for him has to be bigger.
Because that's the solution. Like, yeah, right. You can go to other people.
Yes,
for so sure. Good. Talk with them if you want.
That's really good.
It will help and get that, like, clarity sometimes. People will be like, actually, Sally, this is what's going on. You think it's that, but that's just one of the problems. Here's the root. And I'm like, okay, cool, now I'm gonna go, now I know what to sort out with the Lord, instead of just sit there and be like, God, you're not speaking, what the heck?
Yeah.
Or read a verse and be like, yeah, it's true, good to know the Bible's 100%, you know, without
other people
fault.
Can bring more clarity.
Yeah, for sure.
I wish my mom was here right now. she told me about something recently that she read, I think, so I'm not trying to steal Patrice's quote or whatever, but... We were talking about comparison and insecurities and all that kind of stuff. And she said that she thinks a big reason that people, like, right now are living continually in either sin patterns or whatever is because we're not confessing to each other. When the Bible literally says that we're supposed to confess to each other. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, like, how you take that practically, but, like, in reality... Like, we are supposed to. Even if it's just me and you and one other, like, I think three is probably ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, band of sisters. You know, a group of just three people. Doesn't have to be a whole whatever. Confessing to one another. There's freedom in that. We're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And she was saying that basically what she read was, like, we need that more so that that can happen so that people can live in freedom.
Yeah.
Like, we're not living in freedom. Or we're more apt to continue to live in those patterns or to not be set free from things. We can confess it to the Lord, but we are also, like, in Scripture, I should probably find it. It says, you know,
James 5:16. Yeah. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Is it that one?
Yeah, so that you may be healed.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there is that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But, where is that? James
5, wait. 5:16.
So, yes, right. We are called to confess our sins to the Lord. And the righteousness aspect, the cleanliness aspect is done in that moment. Mm. It's done.
Yeah.
By the blood of Jesus. But the freedom aspect... The healing aspect, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effect fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Like, that part is told to be done in community and with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not doing that, like, how much healing we're missing out on, how much freedom we're missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think about it, that is true. You know what I mean?
For sure. I can think of just examples. Yeah,
where it's me,
like,
too.
There's so much power in that, and also just accountability, which we know already.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, like, more like a spiritual sin aspect of it.
Yeah.
More than, like, the feeling loneliness.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So, I don't know if you want to use the example that you were just, if you're done with your thoughts on that.
Yeah,
yep. the example that you were just telling or what, but, like, the mindset behind the alone versus loneliness, like, how to have a mindset to even recognize, like, oh, I'm about to go from being alone to, like, wallowing in loneliness.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for me, it is one that hurts. Like, it hurts to feel that loneliness. You know what I mean? Like, it physically can hurt.
Yes.
you don't know if you know this, that it, like, physically hurts.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you know, causes me to go into that hopelessness feeling like that. And honestly, I think it makes me, my initial reaction is to want to isolate myself, truly. And to think I'm the only one who feels this way. What you were saying before, I think, is, like, nail on the head. Nobody else understands how I'm feeling right now. How could anybody else understand but me? You know, they could say this, they could say that, they could do this or do that, but nobody understands me in this moment. That self, like, selfish, looking inward, I think, is all a trigger to me that, like, okay, I'm going to start.
Agreed.
I'm going to start spiraling inward. I think, honestly, while I'm saying it out loud, like, I think that's a really big part of it is, like, starting to look inward, just cave inward, wanting to be alone on my couch, alone in my thoughts, you know what I mean? Not telling other people how I feel because they won't know. Like, I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so interesting.
And that's, like, totally opposite of all we just said. Right there. Mm-hmm. Looking into yourself.
Yeah.
Versus looking unto God and unto the community.
Right.
And rocks that he's given you around you.
Yeah.
To reach out to.
Which I think is a topic we're going to talk about. Because I think that will be a good thing to flesh out. Like, community and, like, how to reach out to people and, like, the blocks that you have in your mind and stuff. Yeah. Of, like, well, but they're busier. I know they're going through their own heart. And it's like, hold yeah. up. So maybe that will be later. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So, like, for me the other night, I felt like there was something I needed to deal with, and I didn't really know what it was. And a lot of the times, I would say that's how, like, the loneliness thing kind of seems to start. Like, yeah. I'm not really sure what it is, not really sure how to name it, but I'm feeling a lot of feelings. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm super alone, and so I would like to isolate because yeah. no one understands me. Yeah. That whole thing yeah. you just said, with, like, inwardness. And I think that a key for people, because my mom would say that verse sometimes, like, well, Sally put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm like, oh, that sounds great in theory, mm-hmm. but really it just sounds like a biblical thing that you're throwing at me, and I'm really annoyed right now, and I don't care
yeah.
at all. Like, I literally yeah. don't care. But recently I've been like, Lord, what could it look like to do something that's enjoyable? Because mm-hmm. I know you want me to enjoy my relationship with you, my life, my home, my community, even this alone time. Like, it's actually so valuable. And I've talked to people, and they're like, who gets that? You know, like, who gets the amount of time that you have right now? And for me specifically, like, these past couple months, I've physically had more time in my schedule. Like, I have purposely not had as much work, like, made that space on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's been hard with that to use it for a good purpose, because it's been like, oh, well, like, maybe I'll just keep filling it with, like, organizational stuff and random productive things, but maybe not productive in, like, an inward landscape, which mm-hmm. is what I wanted to work on, like, my heart. Anyway, all that to say, the other night, I was like, you know, I think that something that would really help me is, and this is just one way to praise, but I was like, to get my guitar out and actually, like, worship right now. Mm-hmm. But I knew, in that moment, I knew, like, it's gonna break something in me. It will. And that's hard.
Yeah.
And, like, in a good way, it will break it, but it will break something open that needs to be dealt with. And it did. And so, like, just that, like, finding yeah. something that you enjoy and being like, I know that, like, for me, I like worshiping, like, with an instrument and singing. So I picked out a couple of songs, and I just start singing. And for sure, like, could not even mumble the words at some points, because I was just like, yeah, okay. It's just even needing to know, like, that the Lord is worth it, that His word is truth. What he says is truth. Like, his promises are yes and amen. And I can believe that, like, what I'm singing right now, even though I don't feel it at all, right. I can believe it. And that's something that I think in those moments of loneliness or those seasons of loneliness that I had sort of given up on, where it was like, the Lord doesn't really help me. Like, he stays silent when I need him most. And that's really hurtful, is what it felt like. But the truth was, like, no, he's with me, and he's the sensitive friend that I might not have physically, who actually doesn't try to fix me necessarily and give me the solution to my problem. He sits with me. And for some reason, that's I don't want to hear solutions from anyone, but when I come to God, I always want him to tell me what to do to fix me. Like, I just want him to say, like, here, put the little hammer, you know, right here. We need to chisel this away. And he is chiseling it away, but sometimes that's exactly what it is, to, like, sit and be like, oh, you're with me. You love me. That, like, literally you are yeah. here. And that's just an interesting, like, thing to realize. Like, oh, it can be enjoyable, and he's with me in it. Like,
yeah.
I do have someone here right now all the time. And so, I don't know. I think that was one, like, little thing that I thought of while you were
yeah.
talking.
Yeah, that's really good for this, like, the spirit of heaviness.
Mm-hmm. Because it is that. Phrase,
or that affirmation, like, mm-hmm. what you were talking about before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's interesting little blip. There's other days I don't succeed, but that was, you know,
100%.
Needed to come out. So then the last thing that I was going to ask is, like, how does that look practically with mindset, with not isolating, with community? Like, what are some practical things that you maybe have figured out work for you yeah. sometimes?
Yeah.
With that, you know, balance of
yep.
alone versus lonely.
Yeah. So I will say, like, even because automatically I think of things and then my first thought still is, like, literally was my first thought of that, I still come home alone. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that I feel like I'm still, it's like, just is the act of working out of, it's not that that's never going to come back, but you have to, like, you will have to keep working. Like, I have to keep working through that. It's not something that, like, goes away. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which I think I want it to be, and I don't think that's reality mm-hmm. or, like, realistic to think. Mm-hmm. But, so, like, the things I do before that, I'd say, like, I try to be intentional about, like, spending time with people. I have friends who, I think we'll talk about this more when we talk about our community and fellowship episode that we want to talk about, but I have friends who have been so good to me to say, we're just doing this tonight, it's nothing fancy, but come up and be with us. Or you're welcome anytime. Please don't even knock our doors open. Like, people like that in my life. And so when I'm feeling, there have been times when I start to feel that, you know, those triggers or whatever that we were saying that lead into that feeling of turning inward and spiraling inward, that before I get to that place, I have to make a decision. And I've had to make the decision before to get out of my house, like physically remove myself from the situation of being alone physically. Mm-hmm. And go and be with other people. Mm. And in a way that's not covering up, like, how I feel or the truth, but, like, he has put those people in my life to do community with and to be with. Mm-hmm. And so doing that. Because I think the other half of that is there's been times in my life where I've scheduled too much stuff mm-hmm. for the purpose of not feeling alone. Mm-hmm. Like, so, or, you know, a thing that I've thought about a lot is I play music a lot, or I always have a show on in the background, or something like that, because I don't want to hear the quiet, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be alone. And I feel like that can actually be bad sometimes, too. Maybe not for everybody. For me, that's what I felt like it was getting to be, like, I was using it as an overcompensation.
For sure.
For, to not feel. But, like... Yeah, feeling like I'm supposed to be able to scale back, pull back, and be able to be quiet, and be able to be alone, and be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And that's been something that I've been trying to work on, that I think I'm getting a little bit better at. And I think practically, that one does look like what you were saying, like doing something enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Like reading a book instead of watching a TV show. For some reason, that's just like way more wholesome to me in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, even if it's not. Or... going on a walk or exercising or making myself dinner or whatever mm-hmm. instead of just, you know, doing something productive or something that I enjoy instead of just filling up the space. What are other practical things I do to not feel that way? Not comparing, not jumping on social media. Mm-hmm. To compare what my life looks like versus somebody else's. Because that's always, I mean, right? Comparison is the thief of joy. That's, like, straight up truth. Like, because we don't know what somebody else's heart is or what somebody else is going through, but we just see the first blip. And so, feeling, again, I'm the only one who feels this way, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, literally a practical thing to do is to not go on social media. And I've taken like months off of social media specifically to not allow myself to have that crutch to go to try to numb all that or whatever.
Fire.
Can you think of anything else that I've ever mentioned that is something else coming to your mind that I've talked about that would be?
I don't think specifically. But those resonate.
Yeah.
I think there's like, this is what I was just going to say to, like, the listeners or whatever. Like, on our Instagram or on... I don't know if you can comment on Spotify. But, like, ask if you have specific situations or ask if there's specific things. Because I think there's a lot of nitty-gritty things that it's like, oh, well, then I guess Megan doesn't struggle with that. So, never mind. You know, like, I'll just keep my mouth shut over here because I don't want to... But, like, even for me, like, it'll be mindset. It's tiny. Like, it's, like, something where I just, like, at night, like, everyone's alone. Like, even if you have someone next to you in the bed... You are alone with your thoughts when they fall asleep or when you stop talking, that it's immediately like, oh, now you're alone. Yeah. And there's like an option, like a choice there to be like, am I going to just spiral this way or am I going to be like, truth,
Right.
And so I think there's a lot of little moments, like you were just explaining, like the daily, like in your house or something like that.
Yeah.
And
daily decisions, minute by minute decisions.
Yeah. Right.
And you have to make them.
Yes.
But you have the strength and the power
mm-hmm.
to make those, to choose to dwell in truth.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. So that was just my thought of if there's anything specific that people are like, oh, I guess that Megan and Sally does not struggle with that. I was like, no, we probably do. It's just, this isn't going to be a comprehensive list.
Right. Yeah. Literally while I was saying that, I was thinking of another one that's like really hard for me to hear that my mom's told me, my grandma's, like people have told me, it's literally just like, you have to do it. Like pull yourself up by your bootstraps and do it.
Same. Yeah.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, but you do have the power and you do have the strength because Jesus lives inside you
mm-hmm.
and just willpower, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
to choose what you're going to set your mind on and what you're not. And I'm not saying that makes it easy, but you have the power to choose what you're going to set your mind
on.
Are you going to choose to, what you said, like, thought made me think of something about, like, in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I've had times where I've literally woken up in a, like, dead, out of a dead of sleep. I don't know, I was probably dreaming or something. And felt super alone and started bawling my eyeballs out. Like, vulnerable.
Yeah.
to be real here. I've had those moments.
Yeah.
And in those moments, choosing, am I going to put a TV show on or am I going to open my Bible? And I'm not saying that I open my Bible every time, but I'd like to say that I could get to that point. You know what I'm saying? That's what's, or putting, I listen to scripture lullabies when I'm feeling really anxious at night. You know what I mean? Choosing what you're going to put.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to want to think this, so you have to remove something, you have to fill it with something else, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that.
Yep.
What you're going to fill that with. You have the power to choose what you're going to fill that with. Is the straight up answer. And often in our times of loneliness or feeling down, hopeless, whatever, we're like, you know, just feel like a limp noodle, I can't do it, I don't want to do it. And I've had the strong people in my life who I maybe don't want to hear it from at the time, but say to me like, too bad. You can do it. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know what I mean? And do it.
Yeah.
So that's a hard, practical.
Yeah.
I think one.
Yeah.
Get up, get off the couch, go to work. I've had my family members have to tell me that before, you know? And do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much there, but yes, that is good. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Was that everything you wanted to touch on?
I think that there could be so much more, but I feel like that's, like, helpful.
Is there, like, something that I'm forgetting, though, or, like, that there was a more specific route that you wanted me to go with that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think there's just a lot. Like, there's so much that you could go into where it's, like, that balance of, like, but then you don't, you know, have to, like, when you pick yourself up and go to work, like, it doesn't have to be, like, Megan's smiling. Like, it can just be like, this sucks. Today sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. Like, it is what it is. The Lord, like, often for me, like, if the feelings don't just immediately follow, I can still choose to be like, but God is good. His word is truth. Like, it's true. It's all true. I believe it. I will not stop believing it, but this is very hard. And
right.
I guess he's next to me in it. He's there with me while
and that's that garment of praise
that
is put on us
for
the spirit of heaviness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's, like, I feel like there's so many things, like, practices that you can, you know, you can journal, you can, call someone, talk, like, those things that it's, like, or if you don't have anyone, if you're literally alone, like, just, like, for me, I'll get to sometimes, like, a quiet place where I can talk to the Lord out loud, like, just be like, hey, this sucks,
mm-hmm.
and these are all the things I'm feeling, and I'm anxious about this, and this, and this. Sometimes then, after I say it, and then I just, like, wait, I'm like, oh, okay. There's a lot of truth that comes to mind, where it's like, okay, the Lord is speaking, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that was good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thank you, Megan. We appreciate you. Yeah. Megan has so much wisdom. She is, I want to be like Megan when I grow up. I really do. I love it.
Okay.
Megan's the person I text sometimes when I'm in that place. So, our random question. How do you feel about the four seasons that we get here in upstate New York?
The topic changed.
Yes. What would you change and what wouldn't you? Like, do you like it here? Because I've just been talking to people a lot recently, and they're like, all these things.
I feel like, I mean, it's the beginning of March, so I feel like that's always, that's a, you asked a risky question to people in upstate New York right now.
Literally.
I personally, I've said this since I was little, that I love the four seasons. I think a big part of it for me is I like the anticipation of them. Like, I like the different, you know what I mean? Like, even the decorations. I like, literally, I love anticipating, like, in the summer, I love anticipating my flannel sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about when I think about the season. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like the anticipation of the next thing.
Yeah.
I also, like, I feel like this is just an unpopular opinion. I love the winter. Like, I do. I just love the snow, and I think it's pretty, and Christmas, you know, my birthday, like, all that fun stuff. So yeah. I love that. But then, obviously, thinking about spring, thinking about Easter, obviously thinking about summer, thinking about, like, we live in the Adirondacks, so the beauty of the fall. Like, I feel like we have the four seasons, but we have them so well here. I don't know. And they're so defined.
Yes, that's what I was gonna, yeah.
Right? Like, they're very different. It's
they're
not
there.
Just, like, right, a middle state where, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, where
mm-hmm.
one thing's barely winter, one thing's barely, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're all very different.
Yeah, you have to look for the subtleties to be like, it is winter. I promise. 60 degrees instead of 80 or 100.
It
yeah.
dropped 5 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I was just wondering because I feel like there's a lot of people, especially where I'm living right now, they're just like, get me out of New York. I hate it here. It's why do people still live here? And I'm like, wait, you literally are living here now. Like, what's your deal? Like, did you not choose to live here? And so...
I mean, some people don't, I guess.
Yeah.
I really don't have a
some people...
But.
Yeah, that's true. Give them the benefit of the doubt. But...
I mean, I just feel like there's going to be people listening to this who probably...
Yeah. But I just, like...
It's true.
I've been trying to, like, figure out, like, why do I like it? And it's where I've been my whole life. So I think that's also, like, I'm a person that would love to not change things. And so I like that, like...
True.
The change is consistent. That, like, that those changes have been my life's consistency. So I like it.
That's an interesting plot twist. It's changes, but it's consistent.
Yeah.
Predictable change.
Yes, I like my predictable change.
Says
okay.
The control.
Dang it.
Me too. I love control too.
Yeah. Good. But yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I thought. But I was like, maybe I won't know Megan. So maybe you'll be like, I hate the winter.
No, I love it.
Oh. Yeah. Cool.
Love it. Alrighty.
Well, thank you everybody for listening and joining us today. We really appreciate it, and this is super fun. I think Megan and I can both say that we just have been really enjoying thinking about this and preparing topics and conversations and the whole thing.
Yeah. Hope that it is an encouragement to you and meets you where you're at. That's really our heart behind it, is to speak from where we're at.
Yes.
Literally, actively, currently walking through things. So that it hopefully speaks to you while you are currently walking through things.
Yes.
So be encouraged, and we'll
see you next week.